Chavis Halvavus, Sunday night, Shar Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Revi'i. He actually speaks very harshly, page Kuf Samach Tes, he speaks very harshly of someone whose motives in doing mitzvahs is ulterior, as we call it, ulterior motives. Nine lines from the top, nine lines down from the top. Very who obed as bnei adam, lo es borei bnei adam. Very harsh way of putting it. He's actually worshiping people, not the borei. Machmas iyadiyoso also the choser akaroso also. Even if this is because of a lack of realization, right? If you don't learn chavis halvavus. You know, most frum people don't think about Hashem. They think about mitzvahs, as they should, and they think about halachas, as they should, and they think about Shulchan Aruch, as they should, but they don't think about Hashem, as they should. And if you don't have an idea, some grasp of how Hashem functions, what the nature of Hashem is, as much as Hashem is beyond our grasp, but we can grasp through Him, through His pa'ulos, so then, what are you worshipping? What are you serving? You don't know. So then, you end up, this is what Chavis Halvavus is saying, you end up doing things because of either social pressures. You can't form a relationship, you can't bond with an entity that you have no connection to. It's just a word, but it doesn't mean anything. There's nothing about it that you can connect to. So you're not, to the territories, you're not connecting to that entity. Right, like I said, just a sign on the wall. Shavisi Hashem Lenegni Summit. You're connecting to the sign. So you end up doing, you do what people do, you follow along. You want to be in this social setting. It's very nice. The kids are well behaved. They go to good schools. They have families. It's very nice to be a frum Jew. So you go along like that. So that he has very harsh words for such a person. How does a person end up doing avodah zara? If you look at the Rambams, he says you end up doing avodah zara because you don't know the nature of Hashem. So if you don't know the nature of Hashem, so you have to relate to something tangible. People have to be able to connect to something. So they end up doing avodah zara. Or they didn't know the nature of Hashem. He could mean by that sentence, by not knowing the nature of Hashem, that as kadosh, kadosh, kadosh as He is, like we say, Romal Kol Goyim Hashem, Mikashem Elokeinu Hamagbi Lashoves, but the nature of Hashem is Hamashpili Liros B'Shemayim B'Varetz. Hashem is involved in the lowly things, right, and in all the things that go on. If you don't know that, then the Ovdei Avodah Zarah turn to Avodah Zarah. And they said, okay, so Hashem doesn't really care if it rains on my field or not. I mean, that's much too petty. So there must be an intermediary power. There must be a subsidiary power. So his point is, and that's how he starts off, Perek Revi, that in order to develop a sincere emistika relationship with Hashem, that you're doing His will, you have to have some grasp into the nature of Hashem. V'yodatas Hashem. Now you get that by learning Torah. We're not talking about understanding, you know, kilo yirani ha'odom v'choy. So we're not up to the 50th shahr of understanding of Hashem. Right, but Moshe Rabbeinu reached 49. We'll be having to reach number one, right? What is number one? We don't even know. You study Torah, so you're learning about Hashem. When you study Shara Bechina, you study nature, and you see the Darkei Hashem, how Hashem provides this, how Hashem provides that. So you're learning the nature of Hashem. This is what Hashem does. Hashem is a Rachum. Hashem is a Chanun. Hashem is Erech Hapayim. Hashem is Mevater. Hashem is not Koeh. So you learn all these things. So even though they're in Loshen B'nai Adam, but and maybe some were chaylik on the Chavis Halvavis and held that in Shar HaYichud he stepped over the line in terms of demanding that we think about Hashem with our rational faculties and have whatever grasp we have of Darkei Hashem. See, that's what he explains in Shar HaYichud. We're always only talking about Darkei Hashem. The essential nature of Hashem is, of course, unknowable. But we're talking about Darkei Hashem. Now, when you know someone's drachim, you are getting to know him. This is in the Tanya, and this is really, the Lashonis are always the Yadatis Hashem, right? You want to have a Yediyah. But Yediyah means to bond, to know. Like I say, when you learn Torah, right? So you know this is how Hashem works, this is what Hashem likes, this is what he doesn't like, this is what he considers evil, this is what he considers good, this is what he considers acceptable, this is what he considers, right? Well, then you learn things like Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baba Trunyam Briyosav, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mabat, it doesn't just look away, or Hashem is Erech HaPayim, like all these things, you form some grasp of the nature of Hashem's drachim. If you don't like the word the nature of Hashem, so you say we always mean the nature of his drachim, Darkei Hashem. But if you don't, I tell you, someone just wrote a sefer in the last year, right? Darkei Hashem. Like you can buy a whole sefer now and you study it. It tells you all the things. Mida keneged mida. That's a very chashuva idea that Hashem works with mida keneged mida. What does that tell you about Hashem? Like what, tells you something. So that's why, and that's how you can end up doing things lishma, because he wants it. But if he just means us, what the Chavis Halevi is saying, I mean, if he just means a sign on the wall, so you're going to end up, you're not going to do things because the sign wants you to do it. So you end up doing it because your neighbor does it, because everybody does it. So you go along, you do it too. You know, what should you do? You know, there's a Hashem, and like your kid. You want to know if the Rebbe Halevi is right or wrong, right? My 10-year-old has a grasp. You have to ask yourself if your grasp of Hashem is any greater than the 10-year-old. There's something called Hashem, and we make a bracha to him because who's really giving you the bread? Hashem, he says very dutifully. Hashem's giving me the bread. Okay, make hamotzi. Okay, make hamotzi. Isn't always talking about it. So, are we? How much better are we? Not so pushy.